Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Stella Bronson is here at Benny Puller's swimming pool, bringing you more of Office Wife.
I like Sundays, especially when it's hot, and I can dangle my legs in someone else's swimming pool with plenty of men about. And what looks like an inexhaustible supply of gin slings. Good old Benny Puller. But my day's not perfect yet. I'm waiting for Jeff Pilgrim. Too bad he has to bring that wife of his. But I suppose one can't have everything. This looks like the Pilgrim car coming up the drive now. Didn't take them long to get it fixed after Marcia's crash.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hi, Palmer.
You know, taken by and large, you're not badly shaped, are you?
I'm not actually deformed, if that's what you mean.
Marcia and Jeff just arrived. Did you see them?
I did.
They're probably inside paying their respects to old Benny. Look here. When they appear, don't spoil everything by overdoing it.
Why, Harry. I'm only going to be a little bit nice to Jeff.
Get set, because here they come.
Hi there, chums. Got your buckets and spades?
Hello there. Oh, good morning, Stella.
Hello, Jeff.
Well, you look kind of cute, Marcia. What's that out of, Vogue?
Oh, don't be silly, Harry. It's Cole of California. Isn't it, Mrs. Pilgrim?
Jeff, you didn't tell me this was going to be a Tressida Bendigo and Company benefit. Were the charwomen invited too?
Don't talk rot, darling. We're the only people here from the firm.
Oh, who's that diving off the high board?
Oh, don't you know him? It's Titus Green.
Not bad. He's nearly as attractive as Jeff, don't you think?
I couldn't possibly say.
Hi there, Titus.
What's your problem? Coming in?
Oh, what about him?
Oh, sir, and I've just come out.
Well, it looks good. Come on, Marcia.
Marcia, darling. For heaven's sake, whether you like it to tell her or not, I wish you'd remember this is a social occasion.
Social? With that woman around? It's more like a butcher's picnic.
Well, you sit on edge. The moment we arrive.
What a ghastly shame.
Well, you might bear in mind, I have to work with her.
Of course, I'm only your wife. You only have to live with me.
Marcia, can't we forget Stella Bronson and have some fun? Just for once?
Why do you have to blame me for everything?
Oh, never mind. Well, I'm going to say hello to Titus and Trinity.
Oh, move over there, Harry. There's a good man. You're on my tower. Oh, there's the minion due around again with the drinks.
Any minute. I don't know who's doing the mixing, but the gin slings are divine. I've had five or six.
So early in the day?
I hope you don't mind, Mrs. Pilgrim.
No, not at all. Jeff didn't tell me you were a dipso.
Darling, I'll bet there's a lot about me your husband hasn't told you.
My husband doesn't find it necessary to discuss any of the office chippies, if you must know.
Get your claws in, you two. Here comes Jeff with a gang.
They had to shove in a new stub axle on one or two gizmos.
Actually, Marcy was knocked about more than the car. Oh, Stella, do you know these characters? Titus and Fantasy Green,
yeah,
Romilly Jacobs, Mary Beecham. Well, now, come on, squat down. Let's get some brown.
Oh, Jeff, there's room just here.
Hmm?
We met Romilly Jacobs at the Cheese Club the other night. Do you remember?
Oh, of course, so we did.
You would have screamed if you'd been there, Mrs. Pilgrim. Jeff was in the most divine mood, and it was such a crush we simply had to dance close together. Actually, you couldn't get any closer to a man, and you know the heavenly way Jeff's hair grows at the back of his neck. And, well, I didn't mean to, of course.
Shut up, Stella.
Oh, why? I only wanted to tell Marcia how every woman in the room was simply chanting.
I won't listen to this street corner gossip.
Marcia.
Isn't it enough for you to be carting her all over the place without me having to sit here and listen while she gloats about it in front of half the people?
If he was mine...
Stella, will you please keep quiet?
What's the matter? Don't you want her to give too much away?
Look here, everybody. I'm terribly sorry.
That's right. Apologize for me. You wouldn't throw Bronson in the pool. You'd apologize for me.
I'm sorry, Jeff. It is my fault. I should have kept quiet. Don't be cross with Marcia.
Don't you dare interfere. Who do you think you are?
Marcia, do try to control yourself. People are staring.
I won't control myself. Don't you stand there and order me about. Let them stare. Let them. Let them see what kind
of... All right, Jeff. I'll clear off.
Yes, clear off. He'll come after you. He'll come after you just so everyone can see what a toot
you are. Get out of here.
Get your hands off me, Jeff. I'll terrorize out. Oh, let me go. Let me go. Let me go.
What came over you? I've seen drunken sailors behaving better in Fig Tree Street. Good
You've
Lord, Marcia.
You've been there with that woman often enough.
Now I have to turn around and apologize to Fuller and those people and even my blasted secretary for my wife's behavior. Oh. How the devil am I going to face Stella in the morning?
She mightn't be there to face in the morning.
What's that? Why shouldn't she?
She could...
Come on, what's going on? Why shouldn't Stella be at the office tomorrow morning?
Oh, she could drown herself in the pool, couldn't she?
If her two pins I'd hold you under for a while, it might cool you off and give you some sense. Come on, let's get home.
Good morning, Jeff.
Morning. Drop what you're doing and come here, Stella.
I'm dreadfully sorry about yesterday, Jeff.
What in Hades did you want to natter about that Cheesecake Club business for?
I could have bitten my tongue out, but Marcia was so beastly.
I wish to God for you had bitten your tongue out.
Well, what can I do about it now, Jeff? Crawl around the floor? You might remember I was screamed at and I didn't open my mouth at her.
Oh, my face goes red every time I think of it. At least 20 people.
Well, really, Jeff?
I know. I know. On Marcia's behalf, I owe you an apology.
No, you don't. You needn't ever apologize to me, Jeff. For anything. What should we do? Forget it?
And how?
Oh, if only I'd had the sense to remember how fiendishly jealous Marcia is.
Oh, don't talk like that. Marcia's still my wife, you know.
You don't have to remind me of it. Oh, Jeff.
Look, let's both shut up and see that nothing of the kind ever happens again, hmm? Apart from talking too much to begin with, you behave very decently. And I'd like you to know I appreciate it.
Do you mean that?
Of course I mean it.
Well, if you do, there's something I'd like you to ask the firm for me. Would you?
What is it?
Well, for some time I've been dying to mention this, Jeff, because I love this job and I'd hate to lose it.
Come in. What's the trouble?
Oh, no trouble, sir. Just a request. Look, would you say Stella Bronson's jolly good at her work?
Well, there's never been any question about that. Why?
Well, I've been thinking. We don't want to lose her, so why don't we put her under contract? The other senior girls, huh?
This is a bolt from the blue, isn't it? Why should you suddenly want to tie the firm up for Stella Bronson's benefit?
I thought the boot was on the other foot, sir. I want to tie the girl up for the firm's benefit.
Was it the girl's idea?
Well, she mentioned it in a tentative sort of way, and I think it's a darn good idea. What do you say, sir?
Well,
Benny Puller's made her some offers.
Beats me why she doesn't snap them up.
Maybe she will, if we don't give her a contract. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't want to have to break in a new secretary with my hands full. Oh, come on, sir, what about it?
Well, all right, she's your secretary. Sign her up for a year anyway, with an option and so forth. You know the terms of our, what do you call it? I leave it to you.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Fleming. I think we're making a very good move.
Maybe we are. Maybe we're not. But I wonder if you're scared your wife will get her fired. Jeff, my boy, I can see trouble coming for you.
Hop in quickly, Stella, before Millie Moffat comes stampeding round the corner. Did you get the contract?
I certainly did. A beautiful cast iron one, signed by old Percy himself.
Smooth, but smooth. Jeff give you any trouble?
Ah, the dear boy. It was only a matter of striking while the iron was hot. Really, Harry, I felt honestly sorry for him over that ghastly scene of Marcia's. How can he still be fond of her?
Well, he wouldn't be the first chap to go overboard for a shrew.
Shrew is right. I'll tell you something, Harry. I may be wrong, but today, for the very first time, I saw signs of Jeff getting fed up with his wife.
So what? Jeffrey has ideals.
Don't you see? I've made a lot of progress while Jeff's been in love with her. Once he starts to think about trading her in, then I'll really be in the groove.
You sound like Millie Moffat. What are you doing tonight?
Me? Oh, nothing. Or well, perhaps something.
You're fooling yourself, Stella. You don't think Pilgrim is falling out of love with his wife. You think he's falling in love with you. But what do I care? Either way, Pilgrim will be washed up. It's amazing the way some coves contrive always to be hag-ridden by women.
We invite you to listen to further intriguing developments of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.